Brent Snavely. He's with the Detroit Free Press. He is the business writer for the Free Press. And if it wasn't for Brent's articles, I wouldn't even known that there's an auto conference going on in Traverse City. Brent, how are you?
I'm doing all right.
All right. All right. Tell us, what is this auto conference about?
Well, the annual conference here has been happening for more than 20 years. There's about 800 people up here, or at least have been through the week, and you know we've got big name executives talking throughout the week. It's called the Center for Automotive Research's Management Briefing Seminar. So yesterday, both UAW President Bob King and Chrysler CEO Sergio Marchionne spoke, and in about a half hour, Mark Reuss, president of GM North America, will deliver a speech up here. So a lot of news this week.
All right. Well, I'm just going to ask you this next question and get out of the way. What have you learned?
Well, let's see. You know, CAFE standards, you know, which were just announced less than a week ago with the new agreement with the president, that's been a big buzz item up here with just a lot of discussion about how the auto industry is going to get there. They agreed to the new standards, but it's going to be tough. You know, Bob King spoke yesterday, very, very strong, passionate speech from Mr. King, as always. I didn't hear any new initiatives out of him, but it was really interesting to see him talk while the Detroit 3 are in the middle of contract talks. And then Marchionne is always interesting. One thing he talked about was basically watch out for China. Don't underestimate the global impact that their auto industry is going to have as it continues to get bigger and bigger.
By that, does he mean beyond selling cars in China?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. He basically, I mean, with the volume that you're going to see in the Chinese industry and the volume of plants that are going to be in China, I mean, he more or less warned, you know, even if they export 10% of the cars that they make there, that increased production capacity and the prices that they could be able to sell those cars for could have a lot of ramifications throughout the global market.
I know that you're not covering GM's earnings, which are going to be released today, but a lot of other automotive companies have released their earnings. They seem to be somewhat flat, not a lot of downturn for most companies, but they're kind of flat. Any talk about that this week?
Yeah, that's exactly accurate. But in this case, flat is not necessarily a bad thing. The third quarter for the auto industry, second quarter for the auto industry was kind of strange with inventory disruptions caused by the earthquake in Japan, which reduced inventory, and then just a weaker economy, an economic recovery than expected. So the profits, the fact that they're still profitable, Ford reported a profit of $2.4 billion. Chrysler would have been profitable without some debt payments for its government loans. It's actually a decent, solid quarter, and I think you'll see the same from GM today. They're expected to report a profit. There'll be a lot of questions about how much of that comes from their increased pickup truck inventory that they built up over the second quarter. But this should be profitable, and it should be a solid quarter for them.
Cyber hacking apparently is a big problem for not only the government, but for business here in the United States. Any fears or concerns from the automotive industry about this?
About what? I'm sorry, what issue?
Cyber crimes, hacking?
You know, a year ago, Ford had a problem with an employee that was convicted for stealing a lot of their trade secrets, but that story was pretty low key. I don't hear much buzz and discussion about that up here at this automotive conference.
All right, Brent Snavely reporting live from Traverse City on the auto conference. Brent, thanks so much for your time this morning. I
appreciate
you.